Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's precious and worthy name. To have a false view about the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ is to have a wrong view about everything else throughout the universe. Christian friend, may I direct this to you? To have a poor apprehension of the Lord Jesus Christ is to be a poverty-stricken Christian. Let's look today once again to Colossians chapter 2. And reading from verses 9 and 10 only. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. The believer complete in Christ. For those of you who study with us each week during this quarter hour, perhaps you are inclined to agree with me, it seems that we'll never get through the book of Colossians. And you may be right. Each time I prepare another radio broadcast, I determine that we're going to cover more verses to try to speed up our study just a little bit. But alas and alack, as I get into the meat of each passage, there's so much truth, it's really hard to hurry it up. And today's verses can be no exception. Paul gets to the very heart of the matter in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 2. You will recall he is writing, as inspired of God, the Holy Spirit, to set in order the truth concerning the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, to let those people at Colossae, the believers, know who he is. You will recall the Gnostics had come among the Christians there at Colossae, and they were teaching them that the Lord Jesus was not truly God. But in verse 9, he tells us, for in Christ there is all of God in a human body. Or, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. Again, for in him the whole fullness of deity, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form, giving complete expression of the divine nature. And on we could go, giving it to you from various renderings and translations. I want to share it with you, and I'll tell you where this one comes from. It's from the expanded translation of Mr. Wiest, and I want you to listen carefully as to how he renders it. In him there is continuously and permanently at home all the fullness of absolute deity in bodily fashion. You could not get much stronger than that, could you? Listen as I share with you something else that I trust will be a real blessing today. This is from the pen of John Newton. What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Some take him a creature to be, a man or an angel at most, but they have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I, I durst not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I were sure he is God. Some call him a Savior in word, but mix their own works with his plan, and hope he his help will afford when they have done all that they can. If doings prove rather too light, a little they own, they may fail. They purpose to make up full weight by casting his name in the scale. Some style him the pearl of great price and say he's the fountain of joys, yet feed upon folly and vice and cleave to the word and its toys. Like Judas the Savior they kiss, and while they salute him betray. Oh, what will profession like this avail in his terrible day? If asked, what of Jesus I think, though still my best thoughts are but poor, I say he's my meat and my drink, my life and my strength and my store, my shepherd, my trust and my friend, my Savior from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord and my all. Another expressed it this way, and it's simply entitled Christ. Christ for sickness, Christ for health. Christ for poverty, Christ for wealth, Christ for joy, Christ for sorrow, Christ today and Christ tomorrow, Christ for life, Christ for light, Christ for morning, noon, and night, Christ when all around me gives way, Christ my everlasting stay, Christ my rest and Christ my food, Christ above my highest good, Christ my well-beloved, my friend, Christ my Savior, Christ my Lord, Christ my portion, Christ my God, Christ my good shepherd, I his sheep, Christ himself my soul doth keep, Christ my leader, Christ my peace, Christ hath given my soul release, Christ my righteousness divine, Christ for me, for he is mine, Christ my wisdom, Christ my meat, Christ restores my wandering feet, Christ my advocate and my priest, Christ who ne'er forgets the least, Christ my teacher, Christ my guide, Christ my rock, in Christ I hide, Christ the everlasting bread, Christ his precious blood has shed, Christ has brought me nigh to God, Christ the everlasting word, Christ my master, Christ my head, Christ who for my sins hath bled, Christ my glory, Christ my crown, Christ the plant of great renown, Christ my comforter on high, Christ my hope is ever nigh, Christ is coming in the air, Christ, come quickly, is my prayer. Yes, indeed, from Colossians 3:11 we can add, Christ is all and in all. And Philippians 1, for me to live is Christ. And from Galatians 2:20, not I, but Christ. And again, from our text, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. That's from the New International Version. And again, I want to share with you as we find it in the Wiest translation, Colossians 2:9, because in him there is continuously and permanently at home all the fullness of absolute deity in bodily form. Paul was writing, lest the Gnostics bring in their heresy and make less of Christ in the eyes of the Colossians than God sees him. Praise God for what we have in Christ. And friend, if you want to recognize Christ for who he is, get into the Word of God and see him as he is seen in the eyes of God the Father, revealed to us in the pages of Holy Writ, the Scriptures. To me, it's absolutely marvelous to see how the Apostle Paul constantly brings his readers back to the person of Christ. Unfortunately, we have too much preaching today that does not direct the hearer to the person of the Lord Jesus. But here in Colossians 2:9, Paul gives one of the most sublime and unmistakable verses in all of God's Word on the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, too, how he emphasizes so often the full title of Christ. Many today run around talking about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank God that name Jesus is the sweetest name I know. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. But yet as we look at him, Paul recognized him with dignity, with respect, as the sovereign of the universe. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. And with reference to him, Paul says, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Note the intended accumulation of evidence as to the fact that Jesus Christ is God. First of all, you have his deity. In him dwelleth the Godhead bodily. Secondly, you have what someone has called the amplitude of deity. That is, there's plenty of it. For in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And finally, you have what has been called the absolute completeness of deity. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is certainly an effective answer to the various forms of Gnosticism that deny the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those of Paul's day, and those that we could mention but will not over the air, that are existing in our day, the heresies, the false teachers, those that teach us that Jesus Christ is something less than God, something less than the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in Christ that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. That's another rendering. You want to hear it again? For it is in Christ that the complete being of the Godhead dwells embodied. And verse 10 says, And in Him you have been brought to completion. How can those of us who know the Lord Jesus not exclaim today, praise the Lord, hallelujah, what a Savior. Mr. Vincent says that the verse contains two distinct assertions. One, that the fullness of the Godhead eternally dwells in Christ. And secondly, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him as one having a human body. Many of the cults existing today would admit that some form of divinity dwelt in Jesus. But this verse is identifying all the fullness of the Godhead with Him in His manhood. The argument is clear. If there is such a sufficiency in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, why be satisfied with teachings which slight Him or ignore Him? A fullness resides in Jesus, our head. A fullness abides to answer all need. The Father's good pleasure has laid up a store, a plentiful treasure to give to the poor. Thank God for what we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Commenting on the contents of this verse, Mr. J.B. Lightfoot says, the apostle justifies the foregoing charge that the doctrine was not according to Christ, that is verse 8, but in Christ dwells the whole fullness, the plenitude, the entire fullness of the Godhead, whereas they represent it to you as dispersed among several agencies, again referring back to the Gnostics. Christ is the fountainhead of all spiritual life, whereas they, the Gnostics, teach you to seek it in communion with inferior creatures. And he goes on to comment about this word, in Him dwelleth all the fullness. And he tells us that the main thrust of this verse is showing permanence. He says the compound verb was used of the permanent residence of a town as compared with the transient community. And the verb is in the present tense showing durative action. That is, the translation reads, because in Him there is continuously and permanently at home all the fullness of the Godhead in a bodily fashion. Hallelujah! What a Savior! None to compare with Him, none like Him. And listen to what He tells us in the 10th verse, for we must close. And ye, child of God, ye believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, all of ye who are in Him by virtue of the new birth, by the grace of God and the cleansing blood of Christ, ye are complete in Him. Friend of mine, what can be added to completion? Thank God, in Christ, there is all we need. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in Him. If you know Him not, if we can be of help, call us today. My, how He'll bless you for giving Him your all in all. Amen.